time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Doug Miller and Allison Preston. They are with the BTAC. And what is the BTAC, you ask? Well, that's what they're here to kind of explain to all of us. They've got a lot of great things that you can use down there to help you create businesses and things like that. And that's where we're going to talk about. And we're going to start with Doug. But first, Doug, Allison, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you. Very excited to be here.
Let's start, Doug, with you, and we'll talk about the BTAC and really give people an idea of what it is and what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely. So the BTAC, that's our short way, a quicker way of describing the Business Technical Assistance Center. It's been around for a while, and it's a place where we've just recently had the newly renovated open house, which was the event that you were talking about, and Allison will speak more to that later on. But the BTAC is a location where, primarily known as a co-working space, it's where a lot of our local entrepreneurs and those doers, thinkers, and makers can get together and in a lot of different ways create entrepreneurial opportunities. So the co-working space is one of the flagship offerings that the BTAC has. It's a place where folks can get together, share ideas, work together. We have lots of folks who are those transient employees moving from one place to another who stop in and visit the space, work for a day or a week or even a month, and are able to do that because that's really the age that we're in. But even beyond that, the BTAC also has a couple other things that are really very exciting. We have the studio, which is a space where, from our perspective, allows our Carbon County folks and really those who are in our four county area to get together and build something that extends beyond their physical space. And so that would be through the podcasting, through video podcasting or vlogging, through the 3D printers, all these other facets that folks wouldn't even know about but do exist there in the studio that's part of the BTAC. And I think in the larger mission of things, it's really important to mention that our goal for the BTAC is to build our local economy through economic development, which is comprised really of building human capital and social capital and knowledge capital. And we do that all through the BTAC.
And correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm kind of taking from it is a great place for like startups.
Absolutely. You'll find support there. And I think that I should mention also, I'm part of the Huntsman School of Business, which is at Utah State University. And I'm really lucky to be a part of the BTAC as well. So I bring resources from the university to support those local startups and those entrepreneurs. You don't have to have a business. You can be thinking about a business, which is really where we can step in and offer support, guidance, and suggestions to grow and find success.
So let me get back to that. If you're looking at maybe starting a business, or even if you have a business idea, you guys are a great place and like a sounding board and can kind of help them say, okay, you're going to need this statement and you're going to need to know what this is and this is and this is. Those kinds of things, is that really what it's all about too? Do you guys offer those kind of services, I guess I should say?
If we don't, we will point you to the place that does. Okay. And that's really what we do so well, is serving as a resource to connect people from point A to point B, hopefully get them to C and all the way to Z.
This is great information if people are looking, if they have a business idea, things like you just said. Another thing that you guys have down there, and we're going to kind of turn over to Allison for just a moment. It seems like in the last little bit, we've had this uptick of food trucks and things in that are just starting here in our area. And you guys have something down there that can kind of help them out a little bit. Why don't we speak to that for just a moment?
Yes. So part of our big event that we launched at the end of August was the opening of our commercial kitchen. So our commercial kitchen was actually brought to the BTAC through various grants, the USDA, some of the Kem C. Gardner money. And we have actually been in motion to get this done for about a year now. It has officially opened. And with that commercial kitchen, it offers an opportunity for people to use it in a wide variety of ways. If you like do catering for events, you're welcome to come use the commercial kitchen. We obviously encourage, as Doug said, businesses to grow. And maybe you're serving serving food at a booth and you want to make it a business, you know, booths to businesses is something that we definitely want to encourage. And having that commercial kitchen space is something that is available for people. You can also come teach cooking classes. You, again, could vlog cooking lessons. You could do all sorts of different things. Even if you want to just use the space for dishwashing, it is available. There is an application. You do have to have a food handler's permit or a safe serve certification to use the commercial kitchen. But if you are interested in using it at all, you can visit btac.business for that application.
And we were talking off the air, and you know, it's one of those things that people are always looking for places to hold events and things like that. As long as you have, as you said, a food handler's permit or that serve safe notification, you can use this. You can go down and use this and use the space and everything. It's all there for people to use.
Yes. So in addition to renting the commercial kitchen, we have a space right next to the commercial kitchen that's actually attached with a little slide-up door, which is a big open room that you could use from anything from wedding receptions to family reunions to anything like that, that is also rentable through the BTAC.
And once again, this is great information for people to take and learn. If you've kicked it around for years, and that's usually, and Doug, I'm going to kind of turn to you on this one. If you've kicked it around for years and you've got an idea for a business, any business, and you're just looking for that next step, this is probably the next step in your evolution of that business, it would be.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the BTAC really serves to close that gap. You know, one of the things that, as a brainchild of Allison, who is just a fantastic leader of the BTAC, is the Business Alliance, which is something that is designed to serve those who are looking to enter into our county area, if they may be looking for a place to launch a business, or even those, most importantly, who are part of our county area and already living here with those ideas that you describe. The Business Alliance is something that has grown to be a resource to be available to BTAC members and everyone else as well. And that's something that folks can depend on and come to. And when you're looking for, hey, where do I go next? Guess what? That's the BTAC.
That's the next step. So if people have questions or, you know, need questions answered, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys? Is it the website? Is it a, you know, a phone call? Is it an email? What's the best way?
I can give you all of that.
Okay.
So you can visit our website at btac.business. You can also email us at info@btac.business, or you can give me a call at 637-7336.
Allison Preston and Doug Miller with the BTAC here in Price. What's the address of the BTAC?
It is 375 South Carbon Avenue.
It's the old Reeves School, basically.
Yes.
So if you're looking, you know what, even if you're not, go check it out. Go look at the building. Go see what they've done down there. They've done great things. They just, as Allison said, had the big grand opening, had a lot of dignitaries here. The governor was here, I believe. Representative Curtis was here. And it's just one more feather in the cap of here in Carbon County and showing people that how we get things done here in the area. Doug, Allison, thank you so much for stopping in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.